Maybe the producers of Generations will come up with some clever way to explain the cast's disappearance. One plot solution that's probably not being considered, a choral death spiral. Yeah, choral death spiral. That's what our next story is about, but there is a silver lining, and it involves fish, algae, and smell. Here's the world's Ari Daniel.
Go snorkeling off the coast of Fiji in the South Pacific, and a gorgeous coral reef swims into view, full of color, sound, and texture. This video of the reef shows big bouldery corals, branching spiky corals, and fish darting around every bend.
There's a lot of space for things to hide in, and there's a huge amount of biodiversity there.
Danielle Dixon is a coral reef ecologist at Georgia Tech. The video cuts to another patch of coral, but this time it's eerily quiet, none of the pops and crackles from before. A field of sand and coral rubble is broken up by brown seaweed, a kind of algae waving in the current.
Extremely degraded. There's hardly any coral. A lot of the fish just aren't there.
The two places look worlds apart, but they're right next to each other, two halves of the same ecosystem. Here's the difference. That bustling, vibrant side, it's part of a marine protected area where fishing is banned. On the other side, fishing's allowed. Like so many corals around the world, the health of this reef is closely tied to the fish that live on and in it. That algae on the degraded part of the reef, normally there are fish that eat it and keep it in check. When fishing shifts that balance, though, the algae can start to take over and destroy the corals. Georgia Tech ecologist Mark Hay calls it part of the coral reef death spiral.
Everything that's going on, global warming, overfishing, pollution, means there's less corals, more algae, and more contact between corals and algae.
Hay and his colleagues have been documenting just how bad that contact can be.
Some seaweeds, within 2 days, those corals, they start bleaching and tissue starts dying where they're in contact. And then on a couple of those corals, that bleaching just spreads around the rest of the coral.
But the researchers have found an interesting twist to the story. In a healthier ecosystem, when the algae start to grow, corals communicate with a group of tiny saviors.
There are these small little fish called gobies. The coral releases some kind of chemical that the goby responds to within about 5 minutes.
This is Danielle Dixon again. She says it's a chemical distress call, a smell that wafts out through the water to beckon the gobies to come eat the expanding algae. Dixon's found that smells are a big part of life on these reefs. For instance, some fish born in the open ocean use smell to find corals to settle on as adults.
When you're in the open ocean, there's actually very little to orient yourself to. It's just vast blue water. And if coral reef fish are able to find the smell of coral in the ocean, they follow that home, like a yellow brick road.
Unfortunately, though, it works the other way around, too. Fish are lured by the smells of healthy reefs, but they're repelled by the smells of unhealthy ones, and that can help lock in that coral reef death spiral. The results of this research are published in today's issue of the journal Science. The details are new, but the general principle of how life tends to converse, not so much, says Mark Hay.
Most organisms don't have eyes, don't have ears, and so they decide whether to eat something next to them or run from it or mate with it, based totally on chemistry alone. And that's a world that we're pretty much blind to.
But we're slowly starting to see, or smell, that world. And this new understanding may do more than just turn up another reason that coral reefs are in trouble. The Georgia Tech ecologists say what they've learned may make it possible to help revive degraded reefs around the world by finding ways to suppress the bad smells and enhance the good ones. And so maybe we'll be able to respond to the coral reef's distress call too. For the world, I'm Ari Daniel.